This is the day the Lord has made. Amen. The sermon for this Exaudi Easter 7 is according to St. John's Gospel. You're invited to be seated. One of the things that's difficult are the three most godly things you can say if you're a parent to your children can also be the three most satanic. And that is, listen to me. When you teach your children, when you teach them to know Jesus, when you teach them to know the Lord, you say, listen to me. And one day, as we see in, reading the Old Testament lesson today in Bible study, we see that Edom didn't do a very good job of it. But what we have are the words of God. And even today, Christ promises the disciples and us. He will send the Holy Spirit called the Comforter. Now listen to me. Although the word translated as helper in the gospel also can be translated, well, it's translated a number of ways. On the focus on the aspect of the Spirit's work is that is the Comforter. The Parakletos is the Comforter. The church father, now if you don't have the ancient commentaries on John, I'm like, why? So in case you don't, let me read this to you. Church father Cyril of Jerusalem wrote this. He is called the Comforter because he comforts and encourages us to help and helps our infirmities. We do not know what we should pray for as we should, but the Spirit makes intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. That is, He makes intercession to God. Very often, someone has been outraged and dishonored unjustly for the sake of Christ. Martyrdom is at hand. Tortures every side in fire and sword and savage beasts and the pit. But the Holy Spirit softly whispers to him, wait on the Lord. What is now happening to you is a small matter. The reward will be great. Suffer a little while, and you will be with angels forever. The sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing to the glory that shall be revealed to us. He portrays to the person in the kingdom of heaven. He gives him a glimpse of the paradise of delight. Those are really lofty words when you say them to people who are regularly killed for their belief. He wasn't saying, you know, there's some kind of jerks on Facebook, but hold on! He's saying, although you face things like disease, suffering, starvation, pestilence, all of these things that are going on, he says the Holy Spirit still whispers, wait on the Lord. Don't give up on your faith. Don't give up on what God has so freely given you. Don't forget to worship. Here's how we often want the Comforter to give us comfort. When we feel sad, discouraged, depressed, then he waves a magic wand and the bad feelings disappear. Poof! That would be sweet. But that's not how the Spirit works. The Spirit works in and with the Word. He speaks the comfort of Christ. That is how He brings the medicine that soothes the soul. He brings it to our ears and says, listen to me. The problem is, this is not some automatic and fast, like some magic wand, some elixir. Sometimes we hear the gospel and our emotions still don't respond. This does not necessarily mean that we have lost faith, thanks be to God. It means that our stubborn feelings sometimes follow our sorrows and our fears of the flesh rather than the hope and the certainty of the Spirit. Spirit often turns our hearts to prayer. We pray for our help in our distress, sometimes for hours. Sometimes we do not even know what specifically to pray for. Does God want me to get better from this ailment that afflicts me? Or does He want me to continue to suffer, perhaps to build character or stronger faith? Does He want me to seek help from others? Does He want me to suffer in silence? In such moments of uncertainty, we may not know what to say. We may only be able to say, I am yours, save me. Lord, have mercy. Help me according to your will. In times like this, when our spirit groans inside us, God's Spirit helps us and comforts us. He is our comforter even then, when we remember that He understands, that He sees, and He is loving toward us. Then we know that we are in the best hands. We are safe, and we will be delivered from what troubles us, what worries us, what makes us sad and depressed and anxious. The Spirit points us away from our troubles and to the cross. He says, listen to me. Look here. This is your dear Lord. He's dying for you. You know that He suffered for your sake. A real suffering, not a symbolic one. And He rose again for you. He has freed you from sin, death, and hell. He will set you free from all the trials of this life. My God, how much we need that comfort. Our human spirits are so frail and weak. We stumble so easily. We suffer so much, and we are saddened by so many things. The Lord who knows this and sees us, therefore, has sent His Spirit so that we do not, it's not that we don't suffer, it's so that we don't suffer alone. Being alone in suffering is called hell. We have comfort close at hand at all times, even when our old Adams try to keep that veil over our hearts, that try to keep that fog, that darkness, that uncertainty, that anxiety in there, just eating and eating. But thankfully, the bright light of Jesus Christ, given by the Holy Spirit, shines right where it needs to. And particularly in the context of the gospel today. The Spirit comforts you when you suffer for your confession of Christ. Remember, they didn't live in the Bible Belt. This was a hard time. Christ says to His disciples, they'll put you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time is coming that whoever kills you will think that he offers God service. Your belief to them is so messed up that it's better just to kill you than try to deal with you. It's better to just run you out on a rail out of church because this doctrine just, this can't stand. This is hard. This is a hard word that we hold to. It is somewhat easier to suffer when the unbelieving world rejects us. But sometimes people who claim to be believers reject us and call us faithless and Christless, and we have a dead faith because we hold on to these biblical truths that do not change with the times, that do not change with social outcries, that do not change because suffering doesn't change. Comfort needs to not change. Because then it is no comfort at all. And it stings. It stings badly. They should be our brothers in Christ. And yet they push us away as cold and empty and spiritless. Persecution of any kind is bad enough. We have not yet gone as far as the disciples went to actually shed our blood for the gospel. Perhaps that time will come. Let's pray it doesn't. We still suffer little stings and darts and arrows of hate for our faith. Anytime we hold to what we find to be so dear and so wonderful and comforting because God gave it to us on account of Christ. Even these things hurt. But the Spirit tells us, listen to me. It will not be forever. The glory of heaven and resurrection await you, the home of righteousness. Hold on. Don't give up on your faith. Don't give up on your church attendance. Don't give up on your love of God and your love of neighbor. Don't give up. The here and now is going to be gone. Your Lord also suffered, remember. When you feel pain for the sake of Him and His gospel, then you are living in His image. You're living a life like His. You've been called to a new life. One that doesn't look like the world. You've been called to a new life of holiness and righteousness. And the world frowns at you for that. Because they think, you're trying to be better than me. I'm like, oh no, I'm going to stop you right there. I'm not called to be better than you. I am called to proclaim the one who is better than all of us and who brings us to Himself and comes to us. The world hates that. And you know what? I'm starting to think Christians hate it too. You've been called to a life of holiness and righteousness, purity. And if I say that, sometimes I get that grinchy face even from Christians. The Spirit often turns our hearts to this prayer. The Spirit calls us to remind us of who we are. You're living a life like His, which is not glamorous. There's no magic wand. Our sorrows do not ordinarily disappear instantly. But it still helps to be patient when friends or family disparage us because of our stand upon the Word of God. When we suffer in our own fears and anxieties and sorrows, and the only sound we can make to God sounds more like, ah! rather than words. But thankfully, God speaks groan. It helps to know that we are not abandoned by God in our moment of pain, even when others do. No, the Spirit is ever with us, as also Christ and the Father are with us. Jesus says, "I shall send you the Comforter," says Christ, and He says, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the very end of the age." Our sinful flesh wants to disbelieve these promises when we suffer trouble or persecution or sorrow or anxiety or fear. But the Spirit speaks a louder word through the Word of God saying, "Listen to me. Hold on a little longer. Trust in the Word of God. You are loved forever, and you will live in eternal comfort. Listen to me." But if we avoid or throw away the Word of God or our opportunities to hear the Word of God, through which He comforts you, incidentally, in word and sacrament, then you throw away the comforts that He gives you. Bibles don't come with magic wands. They're the Word of God. Church doesn't come with a magic wand. It comes with the Word of God and the sacraments. Often our afflictions, even when they are small, bother us terribly. As a tiny splinter can hurt very badly in spite of its small size, so we can suffer greatly in our soul even over relatively small things. Because hurt is different among different people. But the devil wants every little wound to be irritated and infected, and he's going, "Listen to me! You are hurting, and that's all life is. That's all you get. Congratulations for being a Christian. Aren't you so glad that you suffer?" And sometimes what gets to be the most is not outright persecution, like being thrown to the lions. Instead, we may be bothered by a multitude of bites and stings that drain our faith, drain our strength, that even drain our cheerfulness that should belong to believers. We may suffer the loss of our Christian joy because of our struggles. We may forget to have joy. We may forget that we have the entire universe given over to us because of faith, because of that Holy Spirit, when it says, "Listen to me," it enters in and says, "Okay." That's joy. Sometimes we forget, and the anxiety screams louder than our joy. The worry screams louder than our joy. The fear screams louder. And so, to combat it, the Holy Spirit whispers. He turns our eyes away from our sufferings and towards Christ, saying, "Look, look, look. Dude, I know you're a hot mess right now. Look." Not only is Christ your joy, but it also helps you to stop obsessing over your own feelings of hurt and resentment. The hurt is real. The hurt is significant. Yet still it is not helpful to obsess over it. So the Spirit says, "I want you to know, listen to me. This is not all that you are. Look at that empty tomb. All troubles from the smallest to the greatest will be removed in time. Wait on the Lord. Remember who you are. Remember that you are more than triumphant. In Christ you are immortal. Listen to my word. Hear me and cling to your Savior." He is everything and will deliver you from everything that may hurt you. He has already accomplished the victory, and it will only take a little while for Him to complete all things for you. Listen to me. Wait for the Lord. I pray that the Spirit would help us heed His voice in His word and sacrament, through which He comforts and helps us never turn away from that word. This is the day the Lord has made. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard and keep your hearts and your minds in the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.